The Big Dipper is so recognizable, it's been an old friend to most of us since childhood. Its shape is mutating and will appear different in just a few thousand years, but it hasn't changed a bit since we were kids. These nights, the Dipper is highest in the sky. This moonless weekend, it hovers almost overhead in the north. The Big Dipper floats forlornly in a dark and desolate region of the sky, far from the Milky Way. Hence, the Dipper guides our eyes away from our own galaxy and toward the emptiness of the rest of the universe. Because no foreground dust obscures the view, the Dipper's direction in space offers a crystal-clear, dustless window to distant galaxies. That's why, in 1995, the Hubble Space Telescope stared at this place for 100 unblinking hours to capture galaxies at the edge of the observable universe. Their ancient light flushed like an old sepia print and altered by the expansion of the universe, brings us the latest news from an era that no longer exists. Some have written that the Big Dipper's whirling around Polaris, the North Star, each night can serve as a clock. But no one mentions a fascinating qualifier, that it's inaccurate except for just a single week each year. But that time is now. If you go out at midnight and look high overhead in the north, you'll see the Big Dipper's two pointer stars, named Dubhe and Mirak, aimed vertically, like an hour hand at midnight, aimed straight down to point to Polaris, the North Star, the only star that's the same brightness that they are. Most of the Big Dipper's stars are gravitationally linked, not simply random line-of-sight alignments the way nearly all other constellations are. They're family members, forming a large and loose cluster, or association, the very nearest to Earth. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.